Now, I have a special badge with me here this morning, and it's one of the badges made by the children this last week in our first session preparing them for communion. And this badge, do you recognise it, John? Yes, I'll give it to you at the end, okay? Let me use it for now, okay? It's beautifully decorated, and it has Jen's name in the middle, and then it says at the top, I belong to God. And it says underneath, I belong in the church. So as you're baptized today, Jen, and as we all think about the meaning of baptism, I want us to talk very briefly about those three things: our name, the fact that we belong to God, and the fact we belong in the church. Now, this badge has Jen's name in the middle. I don't know anyone else called Jen. Okay, I don't know if anyone else is familiar with that name. I didn't know anyone till I met you, Jen. I think it's a lovely name. Do you like your name? Good, good. I thought about, well, you might say no. Good, I'm glad you like your name. But, in fact, whatever our name is, and whether we like our name or we don't like our name, our name is important because it belongs to us and it says who we are. We are not just a boy, or a girl, or a man, or a woman, or a number, we have a name. Names are very important in the Bible, and God calls people by name. We heard that in our first reading this morning. Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name. You are mine. Now, God is speaking here to his people, the people of Israel, who he has called together by name, but he also calls individuals by name too. God knows each one of us and loves us and calls us, Jen, by name. Now, as you are baptized, Jen, today, in a few moments, I'm going to baptize you and call you by name. Your full name, Jen Levi. I didn't know Jen was called Levi until recently. Jen Levi. And when I put water on your head, I will say, Jen Levi, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So I won't just be using your name, I will use your name and then baptize you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your life is joined to God's life. So that takes us to the next part of our badge, okay? We've got the name in the middle. Then at the top it says, I belong to God. I belong to God. You belong to God, Jan, and we all belong to God through Jesus. When we are baptized as one of Jesus' friends and one of his followers. We are baptized as Christians, as followers of Jesus. And in our gospel reading, we heard that Jesus himself was baptized. Not with a little sprinkling of water, Jen, that you will have in a moment from that bowl, but Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. A vast, deep river, probably rather muddy and dark, not like the crystal clear rivers of Switzerland. Now I know, Jen, you've been reading some stories in the Bible about water. Lots of Bible stories that have water in them, haven't you? Yeah? So you've read things like Noah's flood, the people of Israel crossing the Red Sea, and Jonah and the whale, to mention a few. There are quite a few Bible stories about water, including the story of John the Baptist baptizing people in the River Jordan. Crowds of people flocked to him, to the river, to be baptized. It was a sign that their sins were forgiven and they could begin afresh. Perhaps some of them had in mind the story of crossing the Red Sea, when the people of Israel escaped slavery in Egypt to travel to the Promised Land. When all the people had come forward to be baptized, Jesus was also baptized. And I think you read this story in the Bible as well, didn't you, Jen? Jesus was also baptized. Now, Jesus hadn't said or done or thought anything wrong, so he didn't need his sins to be forgiven. But he still wanted to be baptized to join in with everyone else. And he went down, 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 down in the water, down to the muddy, murky depths. So he shared our experience of life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, all pain and suffering. Jesus shares our life so that we can share his. So when we are baptized, our life is joined to his life, to the life of Jesus, and we belong to him. In him we have been freed from the slavery of sin, and we can begin a new life. Now, when Jesus came out of the water, the Spirit came upon him, and he heard a voice from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." So, Jen, as you are baptized, your life is joined to the life of Jesus. God pours upon you his Spirit too, and he says to you, "Jen, you are my beloved Son." So, Jen, you belong to God. We all belong to God through Jesus. We are God's beloved sons and daughters. And through Jesus, we can call God Father, and we receive his Spirit. So let's go back to your badge, Jen, okay? Your name's in the middle, and I'm going to baptize you in a moment by your name. You belong to God because your life is joined together with Jesus. But it says also at the bottom, "I belong," look at that right around, yep. "I belong in the church." Because today we're celebrating not just that you belong to God, we are also welcoming you into the church as a follower of Jesus. Just as you belong in your family at home, you also belong here in the family of the church. We are not Jesus on our own. We need one another to support one another and to encourage one another. So Jeff, your mum and dad, and your godparents, Anna Maria and Gabriel, are going to say some special promises to pray for you and encourage you to learn more about Jesus. But we also, all of the community here, are going to promise to be with you and to encourage you to be a follower of Jesus. And after you're baptized, we will say words of welcome. We will say, "Jen, we welcome you into the fellowship of faith. We are children of the same Heavenly Father. We welcome you." For all of us belonging to the church, coming along regularly to church, learning together with others is an important part of being a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. So, Jen, here is your badge. Put it on. Because baptism is itself a kind of badge. It reminds us we are all known and loved by God by name, and we are called to follow him. We belong to God through Jesus. We are God's beloved sons and daughters. We can call God Father, and we have his Spirit. And we belong to the church, where we learn together more of what it means to follow Jesus.